Good morning, this is GM huffing and puffing because I'm a big guy walking over a hill to get to the bus in the morning. I ramble on about games mastering and roleplay and things that interest me. So let's see what we're going to talk about today. Here's a different situation. Saturday. Normally you don't go to work on a Saturday. Normally I don't walk over the hill and normally I don't make a recording. But this Saturday I'm headed to the Tabletop Games Designers meetup. So even though tabletop, it's not always tabletop, so they changed it to Think Tank. So we're going to Think Tank today. I'm going to be presenting my new game, Shadows of Nightmare or something. I forget what I called it. So it's a, I don't really want to reveal the mechanic in case someone listens to this and goes, "Oh, that's a good mechanic," and they're faster than me to get it to the table. But maybe it'll give me some impetus if I know someone else out there might be also thinking. So worker placement games have been around for quite a bit now. You put a worker into a spot on the board, and that spot can only be used once per turn. And once you've placed all your workers out on the spots, and everyone's placed all their workers and made all their actions, the round is finished and everyone takes back their meeples, their worker meeple, and do it again. And you do this for a certain number of set turns, based on a certain number of set reasons, until the game finishes. And then you add up all your points and see who was the most effective. Now the actions themselves that you are bidding for, well, that's up to the game mechanic. That's the genre of the game. Whether your meeples are going into a mine and mining goods, or whether they're going to a market and crafting goods, or if they are engineering trains, or building armies, or forging artifacts. I'm naming some games that are thinking about which are worker placement. Or even taking drinks to people in the bar. These are all styles of games that I've seen as worker placement. Every single worker placement game has one underlying problem. They have to come up with a sensible reason as to why the game is going to end. And usually it's not that sensible. The game ends because the game ends. The game has determined that 7 rounds is enough. And that's all it's going to be. So 7 rounds get played. 7 rounds finishes the game. Game over. But I thought, and I didn't think long and hard about this because this is something I've encountered before. When a game ends because the game ends, it doesn't make any sense to me. There's no logical reason for the game to end other than we ran out of time and we don't want you to be bored. If there was some sort of a built-in mechanic to the game that said, hey, what was one of them I've seen? There was a dwarven king who wants to have his goods presented to him on his birthday, and he's declared to everybody that that's going to happen, and so you declared that the thing is going to happen and you've got X number of turns to do it. Well, okay, but surely if you knew that the king was potentially going to be asking all of his people to manufacture a good for him and the best one would win, then you'd be smart enough to start early or at least be prepared for the possibility this is going to happen. So they're just that kind of thing where I'm saying, the game starts everybody off with zero knowledge of what they're going to be doing, and then they have to scramble to do it all by a certain time frame, doesn't allow for the possibility that they knew about it earlier. So that's part of my I don't quite agree with that. So counting time usually works best when you have a timer that has a effect upon the game. And this is where I started thinking about it. I went, hang on a second. How about if the very fact that your meeples are getting onto the board is affecting the timer? How about if placing the meeples is causing the game to end? That's an interesting idea. What happens if... Oh, here comes my bus. I'm going to have to end it here, so... If you figured it out, great. If you haven't, well, maybe next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.